thank you all. Me and Jim are playing musical chairs here. We're getting switched out on the set. Let me turn me up there just a little bit. I'm a lot quieter than Jim. I'm not as good at yelling as he is. And so only until I'm in the pulpit. And then I probably yell more than he does. And so anyhow, but no, good morning. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I just want to encourage you all to stay steady in your faith and to just know that God is who he says he is and that we can depend on him. And this morning, our time of prayer and praise is exactly what it's designed for, is to just take a moment to pray for one another, to praise him and give him glory. For those of you who watch us on Facebook Live, I will not be on the church page today. You can go to KPYN's Facebook page and watch us there. I will tell on myself. I ran out of my office very quick to get here to the radio station. Left my phone on charge at my office. Guess what else I left on my desk at the office? My church keys. So I get back and my administrative assistant, Sister Mary Elder, had already left to go to Sam's to get some things for a banquet we're having Monday at the church. So the pastor of the church is locked out of the church. Yes, you heard me. I'm locked out of my own church with my cell phone on the charge on my desk. So praise the Lord. I got a little bit of lunch money in my pocket in the church van that I'm driving right now, so I'll be all right. But I'm a little disshuffled this morning, and so just bear with me. Give me a few seconds here. I know Jim had some struggles in the time before the commercial breaks weren't coming through, so he had to talk for a solid hour, which that didn't hurt him at all. Don't let him give you too much trouble on there. Him talking a solid hour is nothing for him. But anyway, I do just want to invite you, take a moment. This is my fourth week doing Prayer and Praise Friday here on KPYM. I thank you so much for all of you who have messaged me off the air and called and encouraged us, asked us to pray, because that is my heart, is to pray, is to be a witness for who Christ has called me to be to this community. I pray that each and every one of you have a good home church. If you don't have a home church, I would like to extend an invitation to you to come to Cornerstone Assemblies of God. We're at 105 West Main, next door to Hanner Funeral Home. We have Sunday school at 9:30 in the morning on Sundays. We have our regular Sunday morning service at 10:30. And then Sunday evening, we have a worship service at 6 p.m. And Wednesdays at 7 p.m., we do midweek Bible study. We have children's ministry for all ages. And so I just, from my heart to yours, if you do not have a home church, I would like to extend an invitation to you to come worship with us at Cornerstone Assemblies of God. I've got a few requests coming in. I've got Marcus Simon, yes, praying for the family of Sister Sue Simon and her passing. I'll be remembering that family. We can rejoice that we know she is in the presence of God, that she has seen the face of Jesus. She is receiving her reward. And so we pray for the family as they mourn the loss. It's never easy to lose a loved one, but we rejoice that she knew Christ as Lord and Savior, that she was a lady of faith, and that I believe, according to Scripture, to be absent of the body is to be present with the Lord. And so I just give God glory this morning that she was a lady of faith. But we will remember her family, and we will be praying here in just a moment. But for those of you who may keep a prayer list like I do, add her family to your list. I want to read to you out of 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. This is really the key verse of this segment for prayer and praise here on KPYN. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This really sums up our faith. And you're saying, you've really been sharing this a lot. I know this is just where it's burning in my spirit. I sense that this is the will of God, because the word says this is the will of God. This is what he wants us doing, is to rejoice evermore. I have been ministering the last couple of days with some people who are going through a hard time. And so I feel like there's many of you out there who could relate in this area. Financial struggles, marital issues, family issues, kids misbehaving, so on and so forth, whatever. The list could go on and on. Oftentimes when this takes place, we lose our joy and we stop rejoicing. We stop lifting up the name of Jesus. And then instead of things getting better, it seems that it gets worse, which oftentimes put us in just a darker state. This morning, I would like to encourage you, instead of pulling away from God in the midst of your trials and tribulations when things aren't going great, press in to God. Am I telling you just because you go to the Lord in prayer or you break open your Bible and begin to read the Word that all your problems are going to go away? No, I'm not telling you that. What I am telling you is that God will speak to you through His Word. He will comfort your spirit through His presence during a time of prayer when you can seek Him and ask Him. He will give you directions on how to weather the storm that you are going through. I told someone just this morning, I can never tell you that you're not going to have these struggles, these hard times, but what I can tell you is that God will not leave you nor forsake you. That if you will keep your faith and press in with Him and walk hand in hand with Him through the storm, you will see a victory side. It may take 6 months, it may take a year, it may take an untold amount of time, but I've witnessed too many times in my life to be able, though, and it's a glorious feeling, to stand on the victory side of a trial, a struggle, a whatever, and say, you know what, that was hard, it was uncomfortable, I don't know exactly what all was going through, I've learned some things, I'm still unsure even of the whole will of God and plan of God through that moment, but what I do know is through that whole time, my Lord and my Savior, He never left me, He was right there. When I was down and discouraged, I could go to Him in a place of prayer, and He would lift me up. He would give me a joy unspeakable. He'd give me a peace that passes all understanding. Talk to you for a second about that peace that passes all understanding. That's, simply put, a peace that makes no sense. When you find yourself in a struggle that really should cause you fear, that should cause you anxiety, where the rest of the world, those who are outside of relationship with Christ Jesus, just fall apart, they shipwreck. Being a person of faith, it's in those moments when we press into His presence through a place of prayer that God can give us a peace that makes no sense. People look at you and say, well, how do you have such a peace? Because I know God's faithful. I know He's going to see me through. Oh, are you not sick anymore? No, I'm still sick. Oh, did He make a way in your finances? No, I still have that struggle. Oh, did He do? No, my situation hasn't changed, but I now have peace because I found myself in the presence of God and He assured me that He was going to see me through. He assured me that I would go over and not under. He assured me that I was going to be the head and not the tail. He assured me that as long as I walk step in step with Him, as long as I'm walking after the Spirit and not the flesh, that He would see me through. And while my situation hasn't changed, my circumstances are still the same. I don't see anything any different in the natural. In my spirit, I just have a peace and an understanding that even though it doesn't look like it right now, everything will work out for the good of those who love him. And so if we will be doers of the word, God is the performer of his promises. He keeps his word. He does not let us down. He will stay the course. The question is, are we going to stay the course? Matthew Schilder has asked for prayer for his family and his mother. And so let's lift them up also. Get that jotted down right here, Matthew. And we will, when we get back from the break, we've got about 30 seconds before we go to break. We will lift these prayer needs up and go before the Lord. And so give us a call if you have a prayer need or a praise report, 903-796-6056. This is Prayer and Praise Friday with Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God right here in Atlanta, Texas. You're listening to us on KPYN 103.9 FM, 900 AM, or you can listen kpyn.net or go to KPYN's Facebook page and follow us live there. And let's just take time to give God glory, to praise him for what he's done, because he's faithful.
Todd Shore's McClarty Ford on Summerhill Road in Texarkana is Truck Country USA. Todd Shore's McClarty Ford has the area's best selection of new Ford F-150s to choose from. Or you can come in and custom order a new Ford F-150 or any other new Ford vehicle with all the equipment you want. Right now at Todd Shore's McClarty Ford, you can get 0% financing for 72 months on new Ford F-150s. 0% financing also available when you purchase a new Explorer, Expedition, Edge, Escape, Mustang, Bronco Sport, or Ranger. Plus, get a great price on any new or pre-owned vehicle in stock. Come in person or check out all our prices online at McClarty.com. As always, Todd Shore's McClarty Ford wants your trade, even if you don't buy from us. That's Todd Shore's McClarty Ford, 3232 Summerhill Road, Texarkana, and at McClarty.com. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net is your radio station for the original Trading Post. The Trading Post airs Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. The original Trading Post is hosted by Jim Big D Davenport.
Hello, Jim. I have an item that I would like to put on the Trading Post this morning.
Buy, sell, trade, live on air. Get local news, sports, weather, church news, community news, this day in history, local birthdays, celebrity birthdays, funeral announcements, and much more. Keep up with all the local garage sales, yard sales, and estate sales. Hear from interesting guests. It's all on the morning show, often imitated, never duplicated. The original Trading Post.
Hello, Jim. Got a couple of items I want to put on Trading Post this morning.
Monday through Thursday morning, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Friday, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
You're listening to your radio station for the original Trading Post. Monday through Saturday mornings, KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right, we are back. Prayer and Praise Friday with Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God. Give us a call, 903-796-6056. I've got Charity Gale's I Speak Jesus pulled up. I want us to listen to that here in just a moment. We'll listen to a minute or so of it, because oftentimes that's exactly what we need to do in our struggle. Today, I guess that's the part that's on my heart, is the rejoice evermore. No matter what we've got going on, no matter the situations or circumstances, let us today make a conscious effort to rejoice evermore, to never fail to give God glory for how good he is and for what he has done. I want us to get in to some of our prayer needs today and go before them. I've got a few more coming in here. Cecil Smith is having heart valve issues. Sister Barbara Whittington, I got that, sister. We will lift him before the Lord in just a moment. We are believing. She says he needs a miracle. But you know what? I just believe that my God still works in the miracle business today. The book of Hebrews tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he is a God who changes not. And while our experiences may change, while our faith may change, while our circumstances may change, God does not. And he's still in the healing business. He's still in the miracle business. He's still a God who is on the throne. He is still a God who can part the water. He is still a God who can protect his people. And I just give God glory because he's good and he is worthy to be praised. The psalmist says that he is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we come before you and we give you glory and honor. Lord, we worship you and we just thank you, Lord. We rejoice evermore. Father, we rejoice in the midst of the trials and tribulations. We rejoice and all the issues that we will lift before you. The reason, Lord, that we rejoice today, number one, is because you say so. You tell us, God, to give you praise and to rejoice evermore. And Lord, also we rejoice because we know that you're faithful. We know that you will see us through. We know that we can trust you and we can depend on you. And so, Father, today I lift Sister Bobby Curtis before you, God, as she's in the hospital with confusion. And they're doing a lot of different testing to figure out exactly what happened. Lord, I just pray that you do what only you can do within her body. God, I thank you that she didn't have a stroke. I thank you, God, she didn't have a heart attack. I thank you, Lord, all of these bad things that could have been proven they weren't. But Father, whatever is going on in her body that's caused her to be confused, it's causing her to be weak, Lord, we pray that you do a work within her. For Brother Clyde Higgins, as he goes into the doctor Monday, Lord, to have some heart work done, it has some blockage. Father, we lift him before you. We pray, God, that you do a work in his body. We pray, God, that you would give the doctors a supernatural wisdom, that his procedures and tests and all would be just fine. And God, we just lift you up and we glorify you. Father, for my very own aunt, Juanita Kale, Lord, I thank you that she is home. I thank you that even though she had the light heart attack, all is well. Father, I do pray that you would renew her strength, that you would give her the ability to continue to live at home independently. And so, Father, I just praise you for the work that you've already done within her body. And we're believing, God, that you're going to continue that work in her. For Jennifer Caldwell, Lord, we lift her before you. Father God, we just pray a hedge of protection around her. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her. Lord, I pray for her state of mind. Father, she says that she is just struggling in the situation with her mother's health and all that's going on and that she's in and out of depression. Father, we lift her before you because you're the joy giver. You are the peace giver. You're the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. And so, Father, I pray for Jennifer this morning. I pray for her mother's health. God, that you would do a work, that you would give her an understanding, Father, that your will would be done. Father, for that is ultimately our prayer, is not our will, but your will to be done. And we give you the glory for that. For Sister Sue Simon's family, Father, we lift them before you. Father, again, we rejoice and we give you thanks that she was a woman of faith and in right relationship with you. God, for her family, I pray that you would give them that peace that passes all understanding. I pray, Lord, that even a joy would well up inside them as they think of the faith and the faithfulness of Sister Sue. Lord God, that you, in the dark, quiet hours, when they sometimes ask those questions of why or how or why now, God, that you would minister to them, that the Holy Spirit would be made known to them whose name is Comforter. And so, God, we just give you glory, and we just ask, Lord, that you would comfort this family. For Matthew's family and his mother, Lord, we just lift them before you. God, we ask that you would intervene in this situation, that you would do a work in the way that only you can, that you prove yourself in this situation, God, that you would be the God whom we know that you are. And so, Lord, we just lift this family and this mother before you, and we ask your will to be done. Father, for Cade Hood, I lift him before you, God, as he's headed off to boot camp. God, I thank you for the young man's patriotism and his willingness to serve our country. And so, Father, now as he goes through this training process, Father, keep him, protect him, be with his family, be with his grandmother, Lord God, as they miss him and long for him. And Father, most of all, if he is to ever see battle, we pray, Lord, a hedge of protection around him, and that you would just keep him safe and sound and return him to his family. But for now, Lord, we pray that you'd give him favor, that you'd protect him, and that you'd continually remind him that you are God, you are worthy to be praised, and that even in the midst of a military boot camp, you are still to be glorified. And so, Father, we just give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We've got a few more requests that have come in here. Let me get these pulled up. Let's see here. Let me get this. I saw. I'm not using my phone, and so I'm struggling. Mark Compton, yes, he had a heart surgery yesterday, and so be in prayer for him as he is in recovery, and that it continue to recover. He continue to recover well, and that the surgery success and do what it needs to do for his health. And so Mark Compton for recovery. Let's see. Sorry, I don't mean to have such a quiet time here. And Becky McGee. We need to lift her husband, Soldier Mike, is missionary. She's in the hospital with COVID and is really struggling. And so, but we believe that God is able. And so we're just lifting her before the Lord and believing him to do what only he can do. We can't do these things. There's no way we can conjure up some sort of healing or some kind of spell or anything of that nature. All we can do is by faith release these concerns before God, standing on his word and what he's told us he will do in his word, and know that he is faithful to keep his word as long as we will hold on, keep the faith, and walk out what he's called us to walk out. This is Pastor Richard Wade with Prayer and Praise Friday. Give us a call, 903-796-6056. Follow us on Facebook, KPYN Facebook page, and we are going to go to a message. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Fernanda Hernandez with your NBC 6 News update. Well, Texas A&M University Texarkana is set to receive $45 million in capital project funding from the Texas Legislature. Now, this is part of a $700 million grant to the university system, and the money will be used to construct a new academic building on the Bringo Lake campus. Now, it's expected to house the business, engineering, and technology programs, and that project should be complete in about 3 to 4 years. Well, in the latest coronavirus news, the CDC is expanding their guidance for COVID-19 vaccinations. Thursday, the CDC officially endorsed booster shots for both the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines. Now, that announcement comes one day after the Food and Drug Administration authorized the additional shots. The CDC also endorsed a mix-and-match approach to vaccine boosters. What that means is the booster shots that people get don't need to match the ones they got for their initial vaccinations. Well, be sure to join us tonight at 5 o'clock on NBC 6 and 5:30 p.m. on KMSS 33.
The news was brought to you by May's Lone Star Flooring, 302 East Main Street in Atlanta. They can take care of all your flooring and cabinet top needs. Call 903-796-1066. For continuous news updates, go to our website, kpyn.net. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, AMFM, and .net, I'm Robert L. Giorno.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
At Cass County Equipment, your local Kubota dealer at 808 Highway 59 in Queen City, Texas. Cafe Crema in downtown Atlanta offers freshly roasted coffee and iced or hot lattes with your choice of house-made syrups. Cafe Crema also offers cold brew and nitro brew coffee. And for non-coffee drinkers, Cafe Crema offers hand-shaken lemonade, hot brewed teas, and hot chocolate. They have pastries and healthy grab-and-go snack items. Free Wi-Fi for all our guests. And meeting rooms are available with a monitor for presentations. And the building is available for rent after hours. Cafe Crema, 111 East Main Street, downtown Atlanta.
Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty specializes in the real estate market in East Texas, and he gives all of his customers personal attention. List your property with Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty. He'll work hard to make sure that it sells at a price it's worth, and he'll do the best to advertise the property and show it to as many real estate agents and prospective buyers as possible. You can expect the same personal service from Frank when you're looking to buy a property, too. Frank Lanier, a graduate of Texas A&M, who wants to help you with your real estate needs. Call Frank Lanier at East Texas Realty in Linden at 903-756-7781.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast from the KPYN Weather Center. Sunny today, high 79. Overnight tonight, clear, low 60. Saturday, sunny and a high of 85. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital, Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert Del Giorno for the weather station, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
Listen to The Lutheran Hour, produced by Lutheran Hour Ministries, Missouri Synod. Program airs Sunday mornings, 9 to 9:30. The Lutheran Hour is sponsored by Redeemer Lutheran Church in Atlanta, Texas, located on the south side of Atlanta at 2328 Laws Chapel Road, FM 2328. Listen to The Lutheran Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 on KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM. Online at kpyn.net.
KPYN, today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
All right, we are back. Give us a call at 903-796-6056. This is Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God with KPYN's Prayer and Praise on Friday. And so give us a call. We've had some prayer needs come in over the break, but I want us to listen to just a minute or so of a song that really just ministers to me. Charity Gale's song, I Speak Jesus. I do have permission to be streaming these things. We say this a lot of times for our Facebook, so we don't get in trouble on Facebook, but we do have permission to stream this music. But this is Charity Gale's I Speak Jesus. Here we go. Maybe. Well, I said we did. Hold on just a second. Technical difficulty. I don't know. Well, we're not listening to anything right now. That's okay, because this is Prayer and Praise Friday with Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God. Again, earlier, I extended an invitation, and I would like to do so again. If you do not have a home church, I would love to personally invite you to Cornerstone Assemblies of God at 105 West Main. We would love to just have you come and worship with us. We worship together on Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday evenings at 6, and then Wednesdays at 7. Wednesdays at 7, we have Bible study for men and women, adult men and women. We have youth ministry. We have children's ministry. We have nursery. We have a ministry designed for preschoolers. And so we have it for all ages, and we just really enjoy time in the Word of God. Amen. He's just so faithful and so good. Over the break, I was sharing with some of the folks that watch on Facebook that this weekend I'm just going to mow my yard and weed eat and remulch my flower beds. That's therapeutic to me. That is not something I consider work. I enjoy doing it. And I've got a few online here who's asking when I get done with mine to come to their house. But that's when it becomes work, is when I'm having to do it in your flower bed. But as long as I'm at my yard, then I can just relax and sip on some sweet tea and have my old basset hound trip around my feet and work in my flower beds. That's therapy for me. And so anyhow, we do have more prayer needs to lift before the Lord. But today, my heart is, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, it says, rejoice evermore. Shortest scripture, as if you count letters, would be that Jesus wept. in John 11:35. And I'm shooting that from the hip. I think that's right. It's not John, it's Luke 11:35. It is Luke 11:35. Jesus wept. And Sunday I preached this passage at church, and I had the thought that while Jesus wept may be one of the shortest verses in the Bible, we've got 1 Thessalonians 5:16 that says, "Rejoice evermore." We have the ability to rejoice evermore because Jesus wept. Because while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying, and he was praying, "Not my will, but thine be done," when he was praying so intently that his sweat droplets were blood, when he was truly pouring himself out before the Father on our behalf, because he bore our griefs, we now have the ability to rejoice even in the middle of a storm, even in the middle of our struggles. And so today, remember that as we pray through these needs, that God is able and he is faithful. We've got Brother Cecil Smith, who is having heart valve issues and is in need of a miracle. And so, Father, we come before you right now and we give you glory and we give you honor. Lord, we thank you that you're faithful and that you're good. And so we lift Brother Cecil before you, God, and we just ask for a healing in his body, that you created him. And we pray, Lord, now that you would create within him a whole heart in the natural, that these valves would correct. God, that yes, they can do them through surgeries, and if that's what it takes, do so. But God, I'm believing for a supernatural healing, that you would correct his heart according to your word and your will. And I just thank you for that. For Mark Compton, as he recovers from a heart surgery, we pray, Lord, that the recovery would be speedily, that the pain would be minimal, and that the surgery would be a success, that you would continue to be with him during this time. For Sister Becky McGee, we lift her before you, Lord, as she is sick with COVID. Father, we pray for healing in her body. Father, we come against COVID, not only in her body, but in all who have been affected by that, who may be affected by that right now. We believe, God, that you are able. And so, Father, we just pray that you would do a work within her body, that you would heal her and rid her of this COVID, restore to her life, Father, that she can continue in ministry with her husband as they spread the good news gospel of Jesus Christ. For Betty O'Neill, we lift her before you, God, and we just pray that you minister to her and do what only you can do, God, that you just prove yourself faithful and you show that you are still on the throne. God, for Diane Fike, we lift her before you. She has surgery on Monday. God, that you would give her doctor's wisdom, that this would be a successful surgery, and that you would just be glorified in it all. And we give you glory for it. For Louise Neville, Lord, we lift her before you. And we just pray, God, that your perfect will be done, that you administer to her. Show her, Lord, your direction and your way, and we give you the glory for it. For Cole with leukemia, we lift before you, and we pray, Lord, that you do a work. Father, I give you praise in this moment of prayer. While someone is asking for prayer for leukemia, God, just for our very own sister, Lorraine Shepherd, Lord, you've proven yourself faithful in healing her of leukemia. And so, God, because I know you've healed her, I know that you can do a work in Cole. And so, Father, by faith, we just ask that you minister this body, that the healing agent of the Holy Spirit would go to work. We just plead the blood of Jesus, and we speak healing in the name of Jesus, because it was through the finished work of who Christ is and what he's done. Because, Lord, you bore stripes on your back, we can now receive a healing. You've told us, God, to pray the prayer of faith and the sick shall be saved. You've told us to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And so, Lord, we know that you are still in the business of healing people. And we just release our faith today, Lord, and we ask your perfect will to be done. And we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give us a call, 903-796-7266 6056 Fridays, prayer and praise with Pastor Richard.
Mexican restaurant taste testing contest to show how Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe on Loop 59 in Atlanta is the best Mexican restaurant around. Here, taste the Mexican food from this other Mexican restaurant.
That's ordinary Mexican food.
Now, try this authentic Mexican food from Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe on Loop 59 in Atlanta.
Wow, that's good. It's like a mariachi in my mouth.
For Mexican food that's like a mariachi in your mouth, eat at Amigo Juan Mexican Cafe, Loop 59 Atlanta.
Gentry's Auction Service will have an auction at Lanier Chevrolet Company and Lanier Auto Center, 311 West Houston Street in Linden, Saturday, October 30th at 10 a.m. Everything at Lanier Auto Center will be auctioned off. Compressor, wheel balancer, rim clamp tire machine, wheel alignment machine, gas oil pressure drains, front end post lifts, and much, much more. A Coca-Cola vending machine, key machine, propane tanks, shampooer, old metal signs, 1997 S10 Chevrolet truck, 1994 Four Winds boat with inboard, outboard, even an Evinrude outboard wood motor. For a complete list of everything being auctioned off, go to the Gentry Auction Service Facebook page or log on to gentryauctionservice.yahoosites.com. That's gentryauctionservice.yahoosites.com. We'll see you at the Lanier Chevrolet Company Lanier Auto Center auction Saturday, October 30th at 10 a.m., 311 West Houston Street, Linden. Texas license number 9828.
North Caddo's Real Rock, K104.1 FM and 1320 AM in Vivian, has added a new station in Atlanta, Texas. Now you can listen to K104.1 FM in Atlanta on 95.5 FM. That's right.
No punk, no funk, no elevator junk.
Just real rock, like Led Zeppelin, The Rolling Stones, Tom Petty, and more. We're North Caddo and Cass County's Real Rock Stations. K104.1 FM and 1320 AM in Vivian
and 95.5 FM in Atlanta.
This is your radio home for Texas Rangers baseball.
KPYN Atlanta and K280 GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
All right, we are back. We are back. Hey, listen, just right off, hot off the press, this is just amazing, and I give God glory. He's so good, so good. Marcy Madrid had asked last week for her mother to have prayer. She had had a heart attack. And then on Sunday, she flatlined. But today, she's home. She did not have to have any kind of surgery. She's just sitting here commenting now. She says, the doctors called it a miracle. And that's exactly what happened. And so, thank you so much for sharing that testimony. That's a praise, people. This is Prayer and Praise Friday with Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God. Give us a call at 903-796-6056. You can comment your prayer needs online. Watch us on the KPYN Facebook page. And, man, I get plumb excited about it. Because it's not who we are. It's not because I prayed or because that person prayed. It's because God is faithful. It is because we prayed. When we come together in a place of an agreement, Scripture tells us that faith works exponentially. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, Scripture will tell us, and this is in dealing with rebuking demonic forces, but it says that one person praying will send 1,000 fleeing. But then when two pray, there will be 10,000. And so you see the exponential work. You just added one more person to the prayer, but you got 10 times the result. And so when we come together, joining our faith together, praying and just releasing faith and just believing God that it's not because of us. There's no way that we can work our way to salvation. There's no way that we can work our way into a healing. There's no way that we can make anything take place. But when we surrender, just lay ourselves down before God and say, Lord, you are faithful. You are good. You are able. And we leave it there. That's when he can go to work and he does what he needs to do. We can't put God in a box. We can't try to over explain things. People ask me quite often times, you know, well, hey, you're one of those preachers who you do this, you do that. Look, I'm not going to try to over spiritualize anything personally and try to explain something that I don't understand. Sometimes I say, you know what? I've prayed for people to be healed and they didn't receive it the way I was believing for. And then I've prayed for other people and they've been totally healed. What I have to remind myself, if I'm not God, I'm just a vessel of His that can release faith and believe Him to do what He can do. But here's a beautiful thing that I want to encourage somebody with, is if you're a believer, if you're in right relationship with Christ Jesus, and the worst thing that happens here on earth is that we die. Well, if we die, Scripture tells us to be absent of the body is to be present with the Lord. I've already shared that earlier in dealing with Sister Sue. But that's our blessed hope. That is a beautiful picture, is that, you know what, maybe I didn't get my healing on this side of eternity, but the moment I stepped into the presence of God, I'm whole, I'm complete. There is no more brokenness, there is no more sickness, there is no more sadness. Scripture tells us that there's not a tear shed in heaven. And so we know that when we step into the presence of God, that all things that were wrong are made right. And so we just give God glory and just believe that He's God and He's good. And He's not going to lead us astray. He's not going to bring harm to us. We know that there is an enemy out there whose name is Satan. Scripture makes it plain in John 10:10. Jesus tells us that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He says, but I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. And so because we are living in the abundant life of Christ Jesus, we can go back to 1 Thessalonians 5:16 that I've been sharing this whole segment. Rejoice evermore. Sometimes my life don't feel too abundant. Sometimes I have bad days. Sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes I'm sick. Sometimes the car breaks down. Sometimes the kids don't behave. Sometimes. But that doesn't change who my God is, and that doesn't change the will of God for my life. And so I've just learned I had to put it into practice. And so maybe that's why I get excited when I talk about this stuff, is I've just had to praise my way through the storm. I've had to just look up and say, thank you, Jesus, when I wasn't nothing I was really thankful for. I'm being honest with you. When I couldn't look, I looked to my left or my right, and everything was calamity and falling apart. But I'd say, God, you were good and you're faithful, and I know that you are going to get me through this. And so I just, I know that He is. And so I pray that I can encourage you in this time. I know that Prayer Request Friday has been a thing for years now here, and I want to keep that pressing forward. And I because I understand when Jim come to me and he said, Truth Infusion, their time is changing. It's nothing bad. They just aren't able to continue on with prayer with Praise Request Friday. I was praying and I felt like I wanted to ask you if that's something you'd consider. Immediately, I had a stirring in my spirit, but I said, of course, as I said, well, let me pray about it. And after praying about it, I had a peace and an excitement. I've had some church people say, Pastor, you didn't have enough going on that you've added something like this. I'm called to minister the word. I'm called to preach the word. And yes, I'm called to Cornerstone Assemblies of God. But what a greater tool to be able to sit down here at KPYN at 103.9 FM and 900 AM, KPYN.net, and here on Facebook, and to be able to share the good news gospel of who Jesus is, to be able to minister to people when they call in or message with their different struggles, to be able to lift them before the Lord in prayer. Man, that's the definition of pastoring to me, is to be able to minister to the people. And so when the Lord opened up this platform for us to do that, I knew it was the will of God, and I'm just excited about it. And so I thank you all for listening to this old country boy here on the radio and putting up with me on Facebook. Listen, on Facebook, they've even got to look at me. And so it's bad enough to listen to my country as cornbread self. It's something else to look at this old bald-headed guy who's, my hair is falling out faster. I don't get it. Why is it when you turn 30, the hair on your forehead falls out and the hair in your nose and ears appears? It's like, if I can grow hair in my ears and my nose, why can't I grow it on my forehead? Doesn't make sense, Lord. But again, I'm not God, and He is, and He's good anyways. But we do have a few more prayer needs here. But I give God glory again, Marcy, for the work that he did in your mom, and that she is at home and well, and there's no surgery that was needed. God is so good. He is so faithful. He's just good. Sister Effie Blaylock, Lord, we just lift her before you, God, and we pray that you'd continue a good work within her. We pray, Lord, that you continue to encourage her. We thank you, God, for the encouragement that she is to us, as she is just a sweet blessing, a sweet spirit that is just always positive and encouraging. And so, God, we give you glory for that, because we know that that's the work of the Spirit within her. And so, Lord, that you've called her to be an encourager. But, Father, we lift her before you. And we pray your will to be done. We pray, Lord, that you administer to her in a way that only you can. Lord God, for Dean McDuff, who's had a stroke, Lord, we lift him before you. And we believe for a total healing, that the residual effects of a stroke and the struggles that may be there, that they would be minimal. God, that you would do a miracle in his body, that you would just work and make yourself known in that situation. And God, we give you the glory for it. For the Jackson and Lehman family, Lord, we lift them before you, and we pray, God, that you would encourage them, that you would just give them that peace, Lord, that's the word that comes to my spirit, just keeps coming up, is a comfort. And so comfort them in this time, Lord, for the Holy Spirit calls himself comforter. And so I pray, Lord, that you would just work in a way that you can, and you alone, that you would make it plain that you are God and that you are ministering. And Father, I just pray for all the churches in our area. I lift them before you, God, and I pray that every place that exalts the name of Jesus as Lord and Savior would be blessed, and that you would do a work in their churches, that you would flood their eyes with light that they may see, and that revival and a move of the Holy Ghost would break out in every building. God, and we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Give us a call, 903-796-6056.
At Dylan Thompson Wealth Management, there are no one-size-fits-all when it comes to planning for your future. Dylan Thompson Wealth Management understands that your financial goals are unique. Dylan Thompson Wealth Management can help you tailor a financial plan to meet your unique needs. Call Dylan Thompson Wealth Management today at 903-796-7508 or visit our website at dt-wm.com to schedule your initial consultation. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, and advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., Dylan Thompson Wealth Management, and Securities America are separate entities.
At Golden Villa Skilled Nursing and Rehab, we take pride in caring, and we specialize in skilled physical, occupational, and speech therapy. From assistive technology to patient and family education and training, our rehab team at Golden Villa will ensure both you and your loved one receive nothing but the best. We're advocates for our patients. When you're here, your family. Golden Villa Skilled Nursing and Rehab, 1104 South William Street, Atlanta. Call 903-796-0290.
KPYN AM, FM, and .net. Advertise your garage sale on the garage sale page of KPYN's website at www.kpyn.net. Simply email us your information regarding your garage sale to tradingpost@kpyn.net or call us live on the original Trading Post Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. at 903-796-6056 and tell us about your garage sale. We'll post it on the garage sale page of the kpyn.net website. The garage sale page on the KPYN.net website is also a great way for shoppers to keep up with all the garage sales in Cass County. The garage sales page on KPYN.net is brought to you by Reliable Alarm Service, LLC. Call Reliable Alarm Service today about your security needs at 870-653-5160. And stay tuned to the original Trading Post for all the current garage and yard sales going on in Cass County. Keep up with and advertise your garage sales on the garage sale page. Sponsored by Reliable Alarm Service at KPYN AM, FM, and .net.
KPYN, Cass County's news leader.
All right, and we are back here on our final segment of the show. Just again, thank you all for joining today. Thank you for sending in your prayer needs, and thank you for those who are joining in with us and praying and believing, as I shared in the last segment, that prayer works exponentially, that as we join our hearts together in agreement and by faith, that God hears the prayers of his people. God hears what we are bringing before him. And so thank you all. Kim Virga has just asked for prayer. She says, I could use them all. Just pray for me. I've been there, and we could all, and we should always lift one another up in prayer and encourage one another. And so, Lord, I come before you, God, and I lift Kim before you. I thank you, God, that you are good, you are mighty, you are able. Father, I pray that you would do a work in her body like never before, that you would do a work in her life, that you just prove yourself faithful, and that you would show that you are God and that you are able. And so, Father, I pray that you would set her heart on fire for you like never before, and we just give you the glory for that. For Trevor, Lord, who you know the situation. My prayer need says Trevor-Jail. And so, God, I don't know the detail, but you do. You see him right where he is. And so, Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus over him, and I pray a hedge of protection around him. And I pray, God, that you just make yourself known. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, this is Pastor Richard Wade from Cornerstone Assemblies of God. Thank you so much for joining me today for Prayer and Praise, and we just give God glory.
Thank you for listening to Prayer and Praise Friday. Prayer and Praise Friday is a production of KPYN and Cornerstone Assembly of God. For more information on Cornerstone Assembly of God, visit their website at cornerstoneatlanta.tv. That's cornerstoneatlanta.tv. And join us again next week for Prayer and Praise Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.
KPYN keeps